Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Prophecy Zone. My name is Phil Armstrong, and for the next 30 minutes, we will be talking about what is going on in the world of prophecy. The Iranians had their election yesterday, and there was a lot of speculation about voter fraud, kind of like in our country back in the Al Gore days, and make it sound like it's like 20 years ago, so when they used to wear bell bottoms, the Al Gore days. But it's like the West was kind of hoping that there were some more voter frauds, but from what I'm seeing, I'm not 100% sure. Who knows from what today may bring, but evidently it looks like the former president is still the president of Iran, which makes a big deal. He's won 62% of the votes, which makes the end times even closer. And there's no, when I talk about being end times being closer, that doesn't, I don't have any scientific potion that would give me that information. It's just my notion, my opinion. But don't call in here thinking I'm a talk show, I'm God, and all of a sudden everything I say is good. Because there's some talk show people out there who, when they're talking to their audience, which is millions, they think everything they say is true because they're talking to a few million. I've really witnessed that. Just because you got millions of people listening to you, and some of them might believe you, don't mean you're correct. Okay, I'm not even close to a million people, so what I say does not go. It's not about me. Okay, what makes this so important, though, is that in the book of Ezekiel, Iran is one of these people. Now, had the other guy won, you might say we had a few years to go. But I think that God deals with exact numbers. In 1948 to 2018 would be a 70-year generation, regardless from May to May. I think very importantly from May to May. From 1948 May to 2018 May, which stretches to 70 years. And it could go past that a little bit, but I don't think it is. And for those the world lovers who actually love this current world and love watching the news about babies being chopped up by their moms and thrown in paper bags, I know that sounds gruesome, but I am anti-abortion. And yes, they are moms who carry their baby to full term and then decide, hey, me and my boyfriend, let's get together and go and throw the baby in a paper bag. He who loves to watch the news and find out a little six-year-old got raped, or find out that they're, which is kind of more, when it's here in the United States, it's okay. It's more closer to home. We can understand that. But once we see babies with flies on their face, from another country, we kind of look the other way. Some of us do. So this is a big, big deal right here. Because had it Admetadon lost, we would have had more time. Being that Obama has turned his back on Israel, let's just call a spade a spade. A lot of these ministries, and I love them with my heart. I love me because I did the same thing. I'm doing the same thing somewhat. I'm trying to give Obama a break by saying, okay, he hasn't turned his way. What does he have to do to turn his back on Israel? What exactly does he have to do? I mean, he goes over to the Middle East and does not visit Israel? That's a statement by itself. That silence speaks volumes. If I walked into a party, and I'm mad at my sister for something. And she says hi, and I walk right by her without saying nothing. First of all, I'm arrogant, but I might not know the whole situation, right? But as a Christian, am I arrogant? And sometimes people might not even think I'm a Christian. But if you go in the Middle East and you walk right by, or you fly right by Israel, how do you think the Israeli government feels? How do you think God feels when he goes into Genesis chapter 12? Says, those who bless you, I will bless thee, and those who will curse you, I will curse thee. So we are going to see some action in a not-too-distant future. I'm not going to give you a time clock on it. I think it's very close. I think if you read Luke 21, he says that ISIS is in your sign. Now, some Christians, some believers don't believe that God is going to send a sign. It says, well, we had the sign back when Jesus was here, a little virgin birth with a star in the sky. And no, God actually said in the last days, he'll send us a sign, and the nations will be in perplexity. Not because of the sign, because the sign is only to people who are looking for the sign, but it'll be to people who understand the sign. You can't send a sign, and the Marines or the Navy and the Army, you can't send any type of flares up or any type of signs or any type of, you know what, especially in the Navy, you can't send any type of signs up unless the other people that you're trying to find signal gets it. Okay, even in football, you can't tell, Peyton Manning can't tell a wide receiver what he wants to do unless the wide receiver actually gets it. Okay, if you need to call in, call 347-826-7088. Okay, now, the Bible says in Luke 21:25, and there shall be signs in the sun and the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity. Excuse me, the seas and the waves roaring, man's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming upon the earth, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Now, let's go back to the signs. Now, there are Jewish holidays and there are Jewish observance days. The month of Av, or Av, is coming up in July. Last year it happened when there was a sign in the sky when the Russians invaded Georgia. Okay, there's the same sign up there. And the sign, what I mean, is a solar eclipse. And when it's solar, it's to the Gentiles. And when it's lunar, it's to the Israeli people or the Jewish people. This one happens to be solar. So what does that mean? It means that we are finna get some action. I'm not telling anybody to look for it, because it seems to me my best thing is to pray for America, pray for the world, pray that there will be peace in the United States. When I mean peace, I mean there won't be any violence, there won't be any bloodshed. They pray for North and South Korea. Pray for almost any situation you can think of. Even when Pakistan, even when India is not really in, Indian hasn't been mentioned in the news for a while. Could it be that India, the only time I heard India mentioned in the news is to do with economics. And that's a good thing, because India and Pakistan was going to blow each other out of the water a couple years ago. So now, with that being said, there's a lot of things could happen at that moment. It's almost trivial. But the signs that God is saying is that an eclipse will hover over. Now, what you can do is go check the NASA. If you don't believe me, go check NASA. But you can also go online and check Jewish holidays. The month of Av is when the Jewish temple was destroyed twice. When they were running from the Babylonians, and they were sent into slavery. And it also happened when Hitler gave a decree that destroyed, to kill the Jews. A lot of bad things have happened. And please, if I got those wrong, please, somebody call in, write me, please, because I want to know. I don't want to be given, maybe I'm going too fast or something. But those things happen all the time on the 10 days of off. And it's a mourning period for the Jewish people. And God always tries to send signals. And he does that for the better welfare of the Jewish people, because you know that God has something to do with it if every year, not every year, but this time of the year, even 100, 500, 1,000 years from each other, there's always that same date, there's always something negative happening. Well, it's always a sign from God saying, this is me, I'm allowing it because I am judging you, Israel, or I am sending you a signal that something's going to happen much more deeper. And if this is the year, I'm just saying, if this is the year, 2009, that Jesus will come back to get his church, it could be 2010 or 11, but like I told you at the beginning of this show, I believe that the generation is 70 years. And if you place a finger on it and get it wrong, I'm not calling myself a prophet. I'm so far away from being a prophet, it's ridiculous. But just like this is a free country, hey, I got the right to say what I want to say. And I do believe that a generation is 50 years. I'm sorry, 70 years. I see you guys got me all over the place. 70 years. So I believe that anything can happen, because this eclipse is laying right over the Middle East and going right into North and South Korea and the Asian peninsula. So God could be sending us a signal that something's going to happen. And then the Bible says that nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. So it's not just one war going on. It's many. I believe that the book of Ezekiel will be the main focus war. I think when the United States is busy doing something else, and I don't think the United States is going to be strong economically at all. I think in a matter of 2 weeks, we're going to be taken down economically. And I'm not going to give you that hurrah, rah, 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 that I love this country. I know I love this country. I mean, who shouldn't love it? When you take it for granted and you walk outside the house and you go down the street without being checked, papers, please. I want you to take the papers. My name is Henry Kissinger. Hey, will you want to know if you can give me your papers? I need the papers. Papers, papers, papers. The vapors. The vapor, vapors. You know, it's not funny that we're going to be living in a ID check society. I couldn't stand at the 9/11 going on my airplane. Because an old lady that's 90 years old, we need to run your numbers, ma'am. Oh, she's a terrorist? And American people never picked it up. Isn't this weird? The government would authorize, and I know Romans chapter 13, but you know what? If we don't talk about it, it's not like talking words are going to do anything in the first place, unless you say something like I'm upset about those young ladies. Words do come back and hurt. If you're talking to your wife and you say something stupid, or you're talking to your husband and you say something stupid, bring back the past when y'all already forgot about it, then you got your problems. But when I say something about 9/11 or about the government or what they should have, could have did. I mean, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, I'm trying to get you to realize that, hey, we were scammed. On the surface, we should have figured that out. Gerald Celente says that there should be wars, there's going to be wars on the streets. The Russian economist said that they're going to be, the United States is going to break up into fragments. Doesn't that scare anybody? Huh? I'm going to start having these shows at earlier, but I'm probably going to have to tape them. So I'm going to warn y'all that I'm not going to take any callers. But sooner or later, I'm going to start taking callers. I like to start taking callers, but I'm not the type of person who's going to be able to answer questions, like, really good yet. You know, I'm surprised I'm not nervous. I think it's because I don't have any callers. That's a good thing. I'm 6:30 Saturday. Everybody's asleep in bed. But I believe, getting back to what I was talking about, I believe that we are in the last days. Now, the fall feast will take place in the fall. Okay? There's seven feasts. The three-phase feast remaining will take place in the fall. So, I mean, that means the rapture of the church has a good chance of taking. You say, well, you think the rapture of the church is going to still come? I'm not going to say anything because you guys are going to go, some of y'all, I listen to this show and go ring rabbit on the dance floor and burn that thing up until it's time for Jesus Christ to come back. So it's kind of hard for me to say it, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it. It's a planned event. You say, well, what do you mean by no man knows the day? You know what? I want you to come comment and say I'm wrong. I might feel bad for about a second, but I know I'm right. You know, how many times do you think some politician who had her gut feeling, sometime we're wrong, Iraq war, sometime we're wrong. You have a premonition and you're wrong and you still think you're right. You got problems. Maybe you figure out when you're 92 years old, and I don't think the world's going long enough for George Bush to figure out that he was wrong. Wrong. We are going into the fall feast. Now, whatever year Jesus Christ comes back, if you can go, if you just go, just hear me out. Go with Rosh Hashanah. Go with the seven feasts the whole time. Every year that you think, because we're close. It's not like 1985 where we might not be too close. But people back there thought we was close. But whatever year he's coming back, things will start to sort of show signs if this is the year. No matter what year whatever year is the real year, you're going to see signs at the beginning of that year. And it's going to be like a car coming out of a drag racing machine. It's going to go real slow. And once it hits a certain point, it's going to take off with optimum speed. Or the birth pains. In a small period, a pocket of time, a lot of things are going to take place. That's why it says in verse 34 of Luke 21, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and so that they come upon you unaware. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. So it comes as a snare. That means it kind of sneaks up on us. So if this was the year, you're not going to see a lot of things happening if my theory that the feast thing is going to happen. I think the Antichrist signs the covenant on Tabernacle. So something happens before the rapture of the church. So if, let's say this year, and I don't give no dates or nothing like that, but let's say this year, Rosh Hashanah, you go online and check the dates, because I don't feel right giving you a date, but go check Rosh Hashanah. It's a two-day event. No man knows the day and hour. If it's a two-day event, no man knows the day and hour. Here, the sun is up. Across the world, the sun is down. That's what he's talking about. He said, well, I still think he's just saying no man knows the day and hour, because specifically we would go out and party like it's 1999. But for the Jewish people, after the remnant is gone, after the church is gone, there'll be a new remnant. See, the Holy Spirit was working through the church. So the Holy Spirit is taken out of the way, so he takes the church out of the way and comes back and pours his Spirit upon all flesh. His young man will dream dreams, and his old man will see visions, and vice versa. Okay? So he manifests himself, comes, he's never left. The Holy Spirit never left, leaves, but he takes out the believers. So the instrument that he was working in, he takes them out, and then he pours back in. Okay, so he is dealing at this time of the, after the rapture, with the Jewish people. So God is going to be able to say, okay, see, these people who got taken out, they're going to heaven. Because I told you that they were, I was going to come at an hour that I, you, that no man knows the day and hour but my Father. See, back in the day, Abraham would send Eliezer, which represents the Holy Spirit, out to get a wife for his son Isaac. And he goes and gets the wife. He talks, not goes and get her, but talks to the father and says, I will send you a dowry, and my son Isaac will come back and get his wife. So he goes back home. He prepares a place for her. That is a Jewish tradition, and it's still going strong with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit goes out, draws man to God, brings the man into God and to the Son. And this, what happens is he pays a dowry, which is the Holy Spirit. He instills that Holy Spirit inside of that person, and then he comes back and gets them at an appointed time. It's an appointed time. Right now, that I wouldn't be going around preaching it, because you got people in the church that ain't living right, period. But for the people who really want to know, this is what I would preach. This is one in a lifetime show. I won't go around promoting the Feast of the Lord, because I won't promote Rosh Hashanah, because people will be looking for it in the wrong content. Just like they're looking for the Antichrist. It's fun trying to figure out who he is, but the church will be gone completely. Can't you understand that the man is not, he's going to come out of nowhere? He's not even known. He's not even a person. I think he's a new regime in Syria. In Isaiah 17, Damascus is no longer a city. Could it be that Damascus, when it's destroyed, their leadership is destroyed, and he's placed over, just like the leader from Iraq, Saddam Hussein was taken out, and what did the West do? They went and found somebody to replace Saddam Hussein. But this time, they replaced him, happened to replace him with some young kid. And he might even be Syrian monarch. He might even be in the monarchy or some lineage, which they never restored the monarch. I believe that the Antichrist will be copycat Christ. So they're installing this pretty boy. Maybe they're going to promote him, and they kind of shift gears on Obama and decided to promote this young dude. And maybe he takes over the eastern region, or a part of the eastern region, because if the five toes is eastern, that means the two toes cover Africa and the other three cover the Middle East and the other five cover Europe. And what he does is he takes over the region of the phase of the Middle East, which is three. He takes over the region of the Middle East, which is three regions, leaving the two in Africa plus the five. Nobody knows. I'm speculating, having fun speculating. We won't see the Antichrist unless you backslide. if you have any plans of backsliding, I know this wonderful ski resort. No, I was joking. By then, you probably won't be thinking of ski resorts, because I don't think if you go to the grocery store, you trap at the grocery store at the rapture, you might not be getting home for a few hours. You might as well just pray. You might as well just, for right now, if you think the time is near and you're one of those people who love political events, or you love the end of the war 2012 things, but you don't believe that the rapture is going to happen, you need to pack yourself maybe an extra sleeping bag, because if you're out in the stores and the rapture happens, you ain't getting home for a long time, and you're going to be asking the question, what the heck just happened? Everywhere, pandemonium. America is not that much Christian nation as people think it is, but it's got a lot of Christians in it, and that includes all the babies. If your child is over the age of accountability, if your child is over the age of accountability, sorry for the cutoff. That was the enemy trying to get me not to talk. I might have to listen to this show over again because I lost some time. And the phone, when I checked it earlier, believe it or not, it had some, the batteries were charged up. And so now, all of a sudden, the batteries are gone. That's a miracle by itself. When you're trying to do what God wants you to do or trying to do God's will, things mess up big time. Okay? So I'm going to get a lot better on these programs. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get the premium package because holding this phone is not good. I have a nice little microphone, nice studio, and I'm getting tired of holding the microphone. So I lost my train of thought. But there's so many things going on in this world. They just call the swine flu an epidemic or a pandemic. So pan means world. Demic. I was joking. Yes, it is a world demic. My friends, we going to have a lot of people killed. Yes, my name is Prince Charles. I like to come back as a deadly disease so I can kill everybody. I sound like more like country dude. Like, my name is Prince Charles. You know, Prince Philip. His name is Prince Philip. He wants to come back as a disease. Well, you know what? Maybe the swine flu. Well, I ain't going to say that. That would be really rude. And I would have to ask for repentance, you know, big time. Well, some of y'all knew where I was going to go. Luke 20:21, actually, it talks in verse 19. It says, in your patience possess ye your souls. The scary thing is that if you had peace for a long time, and all of a sudden there's a paradigm shift, some of the most worrisome people could knock some of the strongest Christians down or off the balance. Don't let nobody knock you off balance. I don't care if it's your wife. I don't care if it's your husband. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Everything's going and neutron bombs are going off in major cities. What are we supposed to do? And you've been telling them for the longest to get ready. It's like they blinked everything out. They should be locked calm. These people have too much estate in this world. Our family members love this world. I have a miserable life, but I love this world. I like having a miserable life. My show is going to be more together in the next near future. It's going to be more structured. But I believe in having fun. But I can't understand why people love a miserable life. You know, I don't understand. Please, somebody try to help me. God bless you.